I actually have celebrity news today.
Whoa, okay.
I have news about Chrissy Teigen.
Oh, the eyebrow thing?
She got an eyebrow transplant. The hell is that? Why can't you be happy with your eyebrows?
Yeah, so here's what's really interesting about things like that when women do it. So as you get older or as you have babies, your body starts to change and you grow hair and lose hair in weird places. So I don't know. I guess she had an eyebrow transplant, but I don't know why people were so upset about it. She was getting like any excuse to drag her on social media. It seems like there's a group of people that are just, I'm in. You know what I mean?
Do you take it off a dead person, though? Where do you get the eyebrows?
That's a very good question. I don't know.
I mean, do you walk into the morgue and say, no. Oh, I like those. Okay, are those still transplantable on my face? I don't understand. Why can't you just put makeup on it or something?
Well, what's interesting is usually women get tattooed there. They do it with the tattoo rather than hair. But I guess now, just like people lose their hair and they get hair transplants, they do it on your face now.
I just think that's the strangest thing I've ever heard of.
Where do you get the hair from? You do not get it from a dead person. No. This is interesting. They actually graft hair from above your ears. They take your own hair and they transfer the hair follicles and the individual hair from one place of your body to another.
Can you take it from your butt? Put that on your eyebrow, or take it from your underarm and put that on your eyebrow? Can you just move hair around?
Well, only if you have, I mean, why do you have so much butt hair? That's
a
problem.
I don't know. I'm just asking. I mean, can you take it out of my ear and put it on my eyebrow?
Oh, you idiot. They don't take it from inside your ear. They take it from your hairline above your ear. That way, you know, if for some reason it doesn't grow back, you can just grow hair over it. So it's not like right up front.
Okay. So it's
they
like
take it from your head. They take it from your head and they put it on another place on your head.
So it's like the hair club for men where they take it from back here and replant it?
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I know.
That's when you just have too much money. I mean, that's when you just say, whatever, just I have too much money.
Well, the weird thing is, it's actually not that expensive. Like, it sounds like something that would be a fortune, but it's less than a boob job. Cancel culture is having a moment right now in terms of the fact that it's not having an impact. So today the Grammy nominations came out. Before we get to who was nominated, how many they got, and our opinion on that kind of stuff, it's more the side stories that are actually really interesting. Like, the one story that really caught my attention when I saw all the Grammy nominations were how many people that were canceled, you know, that had been like majorly canceled, who are now suddenly being nominated for Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this. Now, as you know, Louis C.K. hugely canceled. It was that whole thing where he was on the phone jerking off, or asked, you know the whole story where mm-hmm. he was like in hotel rooms with women, asked if he could masturbate in front of them. They felt like they had to because he held all the power. And anyway, he ended up getting canceled for that. His TV show got canceled. He had like four TV shows on FX, all got canceled. But he's slowly been working his way back into the culture with stand-up. Mm-hmm. So he's been out there doing stand-up and people are going. He's been selling out. Well, I don't know if you know this, but he, during this time, released a comedy album. Today we found out that he got a Grammy nomination for Best Comedy Album. Not only did he get nominated, but as you know, Dave Chappelle has been really controversial. This latest, not just his latest special, I went back and I watched some of the other specials on Netflix. He's really obsessed with the trans community. Like, he talks about them a lot. It's crazy. But he was canceled by a lot of people because people took a lot of what he said as being very anti-trans.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter. He also got a Grammy nomination today for Best Spoken Word Album.
Mm-hmm. As well he should. I mean, all that came out even before the latest thing happened, so.
Yeah, but of course, Twitter doesn't let any of this stuff go. But what's interesting is Twitter didn't say what you'd think they say. I figured they would go after the Grammys and be like, hey, what's wrong with you? These people have been canceled. Mm-hmm. The opposite. One person tweeted, Louis C.K., Dave Chappelle, Kanye, DaBaby, and Marilyn Manson all nominated for Grammys today. Still waiting for cancel culture to be real.
Mm. True. Yeah. Marilyn Manson was nominated for what?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't done anything.
Well, no, he obviously did something. Maybe he produced something. You know, maybe something he produced got nominated. I don't know. I'm not an expert on his music. But yeah, Kanye, DaBaby.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of interesting. So I thought those, the fact that people that were allegedly canceled got nominated, I thought that was interesting. And then some other really interesting, I guess, snubs is the best way to put it. So if you look at the charts and you look at sales and you look at downloads, pretty much K-pop is the thing. Wouldn't you say?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
That's
Black
the biggest
Pink.
Thing right now.
Yeah, BTS, Blackpink, Monsta X. Like, there's definitely K-pop bands that are just really, really important, not just in the Korean music culture, but like music culture all over the world right now.
Mm-hmm.
But yet the Grammys, they have not caught on. It's so weird. I thought this would be the year because, like, even I'm not a teenager, so I'm not. You would think that K-pop. And I'm a rap girl, so for me, if it's not rap music, I'm usually not that interested.
Mm.
But there's a couple of K-pop songs and K-pop bands that it's on my playlist, definitely jam into Blackpink, definitely jam into, you know.
Like a criminal.
Oh yeah, this is
cover, don't pop like
this is BTS.
Breaking into your heart like that. Cool shade, stunner,
yeah. So what's interesting about this song? This was nominated, finally.
Break it down.
But it's weird. Like, the K-pop music didn't break into the top four categories like Best New Artist or Record of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
This song, Butter, was nominated for Best Pop Duo / Group Performance.
Yeah, and that's where it should be.
Well, if you look at the charts, I mean, this could be Best New Artist.
Record of the Year. Though? I don't think BTS is new.
Okay, BTS isn't new, but you know, Monsta X is.
Yeah, no, BTS has been around a while.
Yeah.
So I think it is best group. Pop.
Record of the Year, I think. I could see it for Record of the Year.
I don't know what else is in the category of Record of the Year.
Well, what's interesting, Record of the Year, there's a lot of artists in this category. ABBA, Jean-Baptiste, Tony Bennett, Lady Gaga, Justin Bieber.
I love that they're going to say up there. And the Record of the Year goes to ABBA. How's that going to happen?
Well, you know what's so funny about that? I was going to say this was going to be one of the highlights of my story. I don't know if you know this, but ABBA has never been nominated for a Grammy. Never.
Okay, so why now?
I don't know. I think there's a lot of nostalgia going on lately, and I think people like ABBA again. I don't know. It's a good question. You know, is this their best album, their best music? I mean, if you look at some of their
close.
Right. If you look at some of their iconic songs, the answer is definitely not. But this is their first ever Grammy nomination. Yeah, kind of crazy.
What else? What else is Record of the Year?
Brandi Carlile. Doja Cat and SZA, Billie Eilish, of course, Lil Nas X, Olivia Rodrigo, Silk Sonic, and
Silk Sonic, that should be, it's a great song.
Yeah, Leave the Door Open, yeah.
Leave the Door Open is a great song. It should be Record of the Year, but it's probably going to be Driver's
Olivia Rodrigo.
License.
Yeah, Olivia Rodrigo. Lil Nas X has a shot too, but I think it's Olivia Rodrigo's year.
I mean, this is a song. I mean, these guys are playing their own instruments, singing their own song. They all have this crazy talent.
Right. And in case, I don't know if you've been living under a rock or whatever, this is Anderson .Paak and, of course, Bruno Mars. They're Silk Sonic. case you didn't know, maybe you didn't know. But what's interesting is, you know, the top nominated people are Jean Baptiste, which is I think he's a jazz musician, so I didn't know anything about him. I had to look that up. He got 11 nominations. Justin Bieber got 8. Doja Cat got 8. Her got 8. Billie Eilish got 7. Olivia Rodrigo, 7 nominations.
Wow.
Pretty impressive. I think this is Olivia Rodrigo's year. I really do.
And this is Jean Baptiste. Looks like he's from New Orleans.
Yeah.
Video's got 5 million views. I've never heard of this guy, so.
I've heard of him, but this isn't my music, so I can't say that I really know. When I move my body just like this. That's really good, actually. Pretty amazing. Okay, I see why he leads the pack. That's awesome right there. Okay, I'm in. I really like this. Okay, that took us like a second. Wow.
That was probably the fastest we ever heard a song and went, yeah, that's it.
Well, I know him from, you know, he won an Oscar. Is it the
shoes? Damn.
Wow, he's really good. Holy crap.
Uh-oh, we found somebody new we like.
Well, I remember him performing at the Oscars in 2020. He and Trent Reznor wrote the song for Soul. He won a Golden Globe and an Academy Award for this, for Soul. Wow. This is a great song.
All right, so let's see if this guy is a one-hit wonder. That was a song called Freedom. Now this is a song called I Need You. So let's see if he's a one-hit wonder or not, or we can hear this in the same quickness that we. Without a lot of limits, we're
working overtime. Oh, this is great. This is amazing. Oh my God, he's amazing. Okay, I see why he's so nominated. Imagine when I was a little nappy boy. Is this I Need You?
Yeah, this has got 13 million views.
Yeah, this is, he's nominated for a traditional R&B performance for this song. Wow.
All right,
where the hell have we been? How do we not know this? Wow, shame on us.
Holy shit.
Okay, now play Cry. Now play his song Cry.
He can't have 3 songs.
He does. This one's Cry is nominated for Best American Roots Performance. Who do you love when push comes to shove? He's amazing.
What the hell? How's it gonna feel?
How does it feel? That's shame on us, huh? It's getting too real. Jeez, this is great.
Wow.
Oh my God.
We've been waiting for this for years and we didn't even know it. We were like,
I know.
We don't know who that guy is. He must be a jazz guy or something. We don't know.
Okay, we're about to download everything he's ever done.
Oh my God. I'm just sitting here.
Yeah, shame on us.
I feel like I found somebody new.
Yep. Me too. I fell in love for the first time just now.
We heard that song for 5 seconds and went, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Maybe the Grammy people are right and maybe we're wrong. This is a song called Endless Love.
Okay, now I'm like, how come he only has 11 nominations?
He's got 11 nominations?
That's not enough. Like, now I'm like, why only 11? Wow. I mean, even just the way he plays is beautiful. John Legend just jumped off a building.
Mama put a kettle on the stove top.
Oh my lord.
My sister and me putting lights around
God,
the tree.
He's good. As holy shit.
Every year I think to myself,
I have chills every single song. I have chills.
Who I am and who can I help?
This is crazy.
And every year I think to myself.
All right, so if you're listening and you don't know who he is, shame on you as well. Shame on anybody who didn't.
We all need to go to timeout.
I know, we really do. We put us in a music timeout. Well, you know what? Okay, let me just say this. You and I have not been in music radio for a long time. So I'm going to say it's okay that we did not know enough about him. Like, yes, shame on us, but also we're not in music radio
anymore.
Yeah, but
we're not dead, though. Like, we know
we're also not
so
dead.
Sonic, we know.
Yeah.
In perfect harmony.
Well, no, you know why? Because Silk Sonic and everyone else that we mentioned all gets radio play. So if you listen to the radio, I've never heard any of this on the radio.
Joy to the world.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So good.
Does he only have one album?
Yeah.
I need to know everything.
Let us come All right, we'll have to do a deeper dive into who he is. All right, so let's continue with a couple of other Grammy things I thought were interesting.
Sorry.
Okay, so I have a little bit of Grammys trivia for you because two things about them changed today. First question is, how many Grammy nominations has Selena Gomez had?
I will... 26.
Zero.
Oh, really?
She's never been nominated until today. She got her first Grammy nomination for a Spanish language album. Also interesting, if you're a country music fan, Kacey Musgraves went through something just recently. So she has this album called Star Cross, and there was a whole hullabaloo about the fact that she's no longer a country star and she's selling out and the music that she's putting out is not really country, so they can't nominate Star Cross. It's not eligible to be best country. Well, F you if that's what you thought, because she was nominated for best country song and best country solo for her song Camera Roll off of Star Crossed.
Got it.
So for everybody that was like freaking out. Here's the other big piece of news today I thought was very, very interesting. Did you know that as of today, the most nominated artist ever in Grammy history is Jay-Z?
And his wife is probably number two.
Well, here's what's interesting about that. Most Grammys won, Beyonce's number two. And Jay-Z is number nine.
Really?
So for the most Grammys that people have won in the history of the Grammys, Beyonce is number two, Jay-Z is number nine. As far as nominations, it's interesting because, well, everyone's like, oh, Quincy Jones. But no, it was Paul McCartney that was the most nominated artist. So Jay-Z has 83 nominations. Paul McCartney has 81 and Quincy Jones has 80.
Wow.
Then Beyonce is number four with 79 and Kanye is number five with 75.
75?
Nominations, yeah.
And if Kanye doesn't win Best Rap Album, he's going to go insane.
I don't think it's Kanye's year, only because I don't think Donda did so well. He's had better albums, but I don't know. We'll see.
No, he's up against J. Cole, Drake, Nas, Tyler, the Creator, which he couldn't be any hotter right now.
Right, and exactly. And that album, I don't know if you see that. Now that I know, I've already downloaded that album. Anything Tyler, the Creator puts out, it's like automatic download.